T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love. A couple with children. A couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survive.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Hi. Yeah, I figured this is a nice thing to have a podcast in here. Now I can actually talk to you for half an hour.
So, what are you going to say?
No, nothing. I'm just saying I can actually get your half undivided attention.
Well, no, you have my full divided attention, so...
Full
undivided attention.
Amen.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about first? Want to talk about the...
Not
case in the White House, or what do you talk about first? I feel like that would be like a fun thing to talk about. You want to talk about the fact that I'm stepping on the guy's neck and I'm inside his melon and walking around inside that very small brain of his,
mm-hmm.
and he's having like a nervous breakdown where he's like posting videos, doctored videos of me when his grandson's being born. I mean, it's like the most.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
But
I mean,
did the really White House put that together, or he like
no?
I think
so. The GOP put that together. So here's the thing that's going on.
Oh, I thought some like fan put it together.
No. He turned the GOP into a full blown personality cult, and so the GOP used to be open to everybody. So what Trump was asking for in 2016. Give me a chance. They opened up the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Now what he's asking for in 2020, close the tent down. I don't want anybody to compete against me. So he's got the GOP putting that out on their Twitter feed, and then he puts it out, and he's projecting. I mean, the guy called me nervous. He called me neurotic. He called me a nut job. He called me incompetent.
A dope.
Dope. The dope was good because it had a good alliteration with Donald. So I thought that was like maximum projecting, the dope comment. But the point being is that this is being done to create a submissive process because he knows that the entire world hates him, even his supposed supporters. You're shaking his head. Anybody
I'm
that
not
knows
shaking
him,
his head. I'm shaking I'm my shaking head.
Him. Anybody that knows him dislikes him. And we've been talking about that on the podcast for a year. So go ahead. You're shaking your head. The people that know him like him?
No, but he...
I don't know anybody that likes him.
Doesn't...
And I know all the people that are in the room. So go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I have to school you on a few things in life. First of all, he thinks everyone likes him. He's completely delusional.
No, you could never act like that if you think everybody likes
Second
you.
Second of
like
all...
That's the self-esteem of a pigeon to bully people. He's coming after you on his Twitter feed. I mean...
Well, guess what? Don't get me started on that, because where did he get that info from? That would be you.
Totally speculative stuff.
That is not
the,
speculative. I'm not going to argue with you on this podcast about our personal issues.
I didn't talk
but you
to him
went
about
around.
That.
Okay. Anyway, don't even let me go there. But you're the one to blame for that because
I'm accepting the blame, and I've said 1,000 times that I'm sorry about the whole situation.
Okay,
but I'm
anyway,
the
moving
blame,
on. He doesn't realize that people
but
don't
he
like
went
him.
Went after Ted Cruz's wife. He goes after you. He went after McCabe's wife.
Yeah, but
I mean,
they weren't. He wasn't going after. He was going after them about their looks.
He's a complete.
He didn't go after me
asshole.
About that. He went after me
about
a very
personal
detailed
yeah,
information.
You're a suburban
that
housewife with 2 young kids. He's a viciously attacking.
Well, why would he respect me if you don't?
I respect you. I'm throwing rope petals
at 2017, you did not respect me.
Okay, but
so
we're
why
past
is he gonna
that now? We're in 2019.
Yeah, but he's not
I
past it. He
for,
doesn't. He's,
no, it just shows you. Okay, well, you don't think it's going to be his undoing.
Okay.
It will be his undoing.
All right.
You can't go after suburban housewives for no reason.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But go ahead. I'm 100% wrong. I'm not saying I'm not. I've accepted responsibility.
I've apologized publicly for all the problems in our relationship. This is not going well, this podcast. You're not shutting up, for one. Second of all, you're saying all wrong things. It's okay. Totally wrong what you're saying. He thinks everyone likes him. He's probably going to win again. And P.S., whoever you're talking to is probably lying to you, saying, oh, yeah, I believe it. You haven't learned a thing. How you said, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog. You don't have any friends in Washington.
I didn't say I had any friends.
So whoever you're talking to, they're telling you this, and then they're telling him that.
I didn't say that they were
and
friends.
They're doing this shuffle around you, and they, like, nobody genuinely cares about anybody there. So whoever you're talking to, you're wasting your time.
Okay. So he wins again. He can continue with this full-blown insanity.
No.
And
from
the country's really just that degraded now at this point.
From a non-personal point of view standpoint.
Your armpits are quite sexy, by the way. You can lift your arm a little higher.
Thank you.
Okay.
I give you a lot of credit because it takes a lot of courage and a lot of...
Those little pea-sized balls. I put them into action.
Well, I'm trying to
fuck this guy.
Okay, well, I'm trying to speak nicely.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Get some class.
Okay, there's boxing gloves over there. Maybe we should go grab them.
No. You're doing beautifully.
No. So I give you credit for going after him because most people don't have... Are you looking at yourself in the vanity?
I'm looking at you in the vanity thing. I'm not in the vanity thing. You're right there. I'm looking how pretty you look. What is the skin product that I use?
Look at me in
the flesh.
But
I'm just noticing how pretty you are. You're very intelligent.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So, the fact of the matter is, I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, you have a set on you that you're going after him because most people would not do that. But from a personal standpoint, I'm not happy with it because it's affecting our personal life, and I don't like that. But mm-hmm. I give you credit. You know, when we were bickering the other night about it, you said to me, well, don't you want to save the country? I would love that, but I don't want to take... myself out trying to do that, but that's what we're doing.
No, I understand. That's his bullying and intimidation tactics. He's got everybody believing that. That's why
everybody's paralyzed. Yeah, like Mike Huckabee, you can go F yourself, Mike Huckabee.
Why, he attacked me?
His tweet, like, okay, first of all, whatever,
I'm
not even going to go there.
Attention. Just tell me what he said. I don't even pay attention to him.
He said that he'd have no problem buying Greenland on behalf, like doing the bidding for Trump, if he told the people in Greenland that they were sending you Avenatti and like Michael Cohen there or something like that, they'd sell it to you in mm-hmm. 2 seconds.
Okay.
So like Mike Huckabee, go mm-hmm. F yourself. Mm-hmm. And because Anthony stood up for your daughter 24/7, defended mm-hmm. her to everybody, and personally took heat for doing that, and then you're going to tweet that? Like, this is why I don't know why you're involved with any of these people, because they're all fake phonies. And I have to just say that I'm thankful for this whole thing, because I realize, I mean, I always knew this, but it just makes it so clear to me that I care about, like, my friends, my family, my kids, and that's it. Anybody else on the outskirts of that bullseye can go fly a kite. I don't really care, because they're phonies.
I agree with you. I'm not disputing it, but I mean, I'm not going to back down from the guy. It's not my personality. There's no.
Okay, but
no,
so everybody wants to know, and I want to know.
What do you want to know?
So, how come you didn't see this before until it affected you?
So I wrote that in the op-ed, and you read the op-ed. And so what I tried to explain is that everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties. And I was a loyal Republican. I went to go work for him. He won. I think I was overtaken with that. I would suggest to anybody listening to this or anybody that wants to judge me, I'm a human being, and I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning. And I had a blind spot. He shoots messaging out in a shotgun spray. And so certain parts of the messaging are racist. Other parts of the messaging are not racist. And so people pick and choose what they want from the shotgun spray. And so I made a mistake. I write about it in that op-ed. I own the mistake. But you have to understand, after I got brutally fired and humiliated, it was impossible to break from him there. David Axelrod asked me today on his podcast.
Yeah, but there's a difference between breaking and being the man's advocate. They're two different things.
But hold on a second. I David Axelrod asked me about my book. I said, well, obviously you didn't read the book, David. The book is very balanced. There's a lot of negative stuff in the book related to Donald Trump, which is why he didn't tweet out about it. I've also spoke out very candidly about child separation. I spoke out about the intelligence disavowal. I spoke out about the kids in labor camps or whatever they look like, the constant, I don't want to call them that, but you know what I mean, these fenced up places.
Yeah.
I did speak out very candidly, but I wrote an op-ed saying that the press is not the enemy of the people. You can't say to me that in 2 years I was a full-blown, pretzel-twisting Trump apologist. So as I write in the article, you know, I felt that I would have looked like a bitter stooge if 2 years ago, after I was abruptly fired the way I was, if I got grossly negative. And so that affected my judgment. And that's happening right now, in my opinion, to people that want to leave. And that's why I said in the article, please create an off-ramp for those people, because they know they've been programmed into Donald Trump's mania. They know that there's something wrong. If you listen to this podcast and you're still pro-Trump, close your eyes and ask yourself, is this how America is supposed to be? Just say that to yourself. And down deep, you know down deep there's something systemically wrong, that he's acting in a full-blown narcissistic way. I'm not going to mention names, but how many clinical and forensic psychiatrists slash psychologists have called
us? Before he was elected.
I understand that.
Now.
I understand that. So
that's what I was trying to make to you the other day.
What's
because
the point?
I was saying to you, he's not in steady decline. This is who he has been the entire time. He's just racked
my
with.
My wife is really like into the whole liberal thing. I mean, I'd be
honest. Trump is crazy.
No, I'm not into that. Listen to me. I am not. Don't piss me off. I am not into the whole liberal thing. I'm a human with eyes, ears, and common sense. He has not changed. He's the same person.
Do you think his mental acuity is the same?
Yes. He's just overwhelmed with work.
Sweating and
jabbering
like a pig.
If you're in a three-piece suit.
Acting like a bozo. That's
okay.
Okay, good.
If you're in a three-piece suit in 95-degree heat in Washington, D.C., and you're going to be speaking for 10 minutes on a lawn in blazing heat at 12 p.m., you're probably going to sweat.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with your mental faculties or your brain.
Okay.
That's a physical thing that happens
when
you get warm.
So you think he's a stable genius and he's normal?
No. Can I make my point?
You could.
He has always been the same. He is now just bolstered by his position as a president. And just like in the relationship I told you, on a first date, you were not going to floss at the table after the dinner. Now you're flossing at the table after the dinner.
Ripping ass.
So he is very comfortable in his position at this point. He thinks his shit don't stink. And so he's showing his true colors to the nines.
So what happens after his re-election? Is he going to show more true colors? Is he going to?
Of course, he's going to double and triple.
Double down.
He's getting more and more comfortable as the days go on, and so he acts like the person he always was and always will be. He has not changed. He's not in decline. He's never been up to par. That's who he is.
Okay.
And the more that goes on and the more he has to think about and the more pressure there is on him, it's going to show. It shows in anybody.
Okay.
You know? So that's what I think about that.
Okay.
So it's not that he's in steadily mental decline. He's just never been whatever people thought he was or whatever you thought he was. He was never that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing a good job of holding it back. I think. That's my opinion.
Okay. So listen, as I said, there are many people that know that there's something wrong, that have served him or in the process of serving him or on the periphery. They want to come out of the shadows. It's literally, people get mad at me, it was literally like a cult. They're programmed in their brain a certain way.
But then what
they
I need to
deprogram.
Say to these people,
they
want to
come out of the shadows. They don't have the courage and strength to do it because they're afraid of the open ridicule.
Okay, well, if I could
my son AJ said, what
you
the hell?
You could take it.
What the hell? I mean, you got the Republicans hating you, and now the Democrats hate you, and the Democrats don't trust you, and the Republicans don't trust you. What the hell, Dad? And I said, well, AJ, I couldn't stomach it anymore. The full-blown racism, I couldn't stomach. I can't be a part of it anymore. I want to stay in the Republican Party and loyal to many of the principles and policies of the Republicans, but I can't be operating in the Republican Party when the guy is, in my mind, full-blown. I mean, we should ask Ronna. She used to be called McDaniel. She used to be called Ronna Romney McDaniel. She had to drop her name because Trump hates Romney, but we should just ask. Maybe we should ask her to have her middle name is Scaramucci. Maybe we'll pay her $500,000 if she calls herself Ronna Scaramucci McDaniel. What do you think?
Well, he's so weird. Last night I was checking his follows. He follows like 47 people, which is totally random because he like doesn't even follow like Eric Trump. He's so weird.
Right.
But
all right, but no, I'm just
saying. No, but Ronna McDaniel is one of the people he follows, and I noticed like today or whatever, he's just like busy retweeting her and all this stuff. He's very into her today.
So she's
and
the
Geraldo,
chairwoman.
Another one. Go F yourself, Geraldo.
What did Geraldo say now? Defending Trump and taking me out or
something?
You
didn't see any of his tweets about you?
No, I don't pay attention. I don't even look. What is Geraldo saying?
No.
That's why you have to have a wife, because you build the enemies list. Go ahead. What is he saying?
No, he's
just tell me what he said.
I'm trying. You don't stop talking. He said, Trump has taken the levity out of our podcast. You realize that. This is like the past 2 weeks, it's been like.
We were talking about testicles 2 weeks ago.
Nose to the grindstone.
My testicles are a lot smaller than Chimp's.
We're talking about fake tits and testicles, and now we're talking about this jackass, this orange orangutan.
So.
All right, go ahead. So, what did Geraldo say?
No, he said, don't you think you'd be more believable if you were more consistent? You can't be like a flip-flopper. And, the other thing he said was, I think that you are now just, you figured out the way to get more airtime is just to now become like, a left-wing darling, media darling.
I wasn't getting a lot of airtime prior to that?
Yeah, I'm just saying, so Geraldo, by the way, he's so strange. Uncle Neil is texting me.
Uncle Neil.
Figure out Geraldo.
All right, whatever. I just told you.
So let's see what
matter.
Some of our listeners are saying.
So go ahead. Let's say it's Trump versus Warren. Who do you vote for? It's a good question.
Well, unfortunately, Trump.
Yeah, so I think Trump wins that. I probably at this point will abstain because I just,
from voting?
The guy revolting. Yeah, probably abstain. I'll vote the down part of the ticket. But and by the way, Warren will win New York, so that gives me, my vote's not going to matter in New York one way or another. And so, I guess if I vote Democrat, the vote will win. But Trump will beat Warren
by
40 states.
By the way, what do you think would happen if you... No, I'm not saying... I'm not saying that you should do this at all. I'm just saying, hypothetically, if somebody put that in type of random diss out on Melania, what would he do? Ignore it? Does he ignore
I don't know. I'm sure people say mean and nasty things about Melania on Twitter just to see if they can rile him up.
But I'm saying in the
like
spotlight
Melania.
Spectacle.
We're not going to do that to her.
I'm not
She's
talking
be
about that. I'm just saying,
him,
How could he? I voted for the guy.
We
gave him a lot of money.
Right.
You gave up a lot of family time.
Right. Media advocacy, everything.
And
he dropped you like a hot potato.
Well, he didn't drop me like a hot potato, but he has some balls to come online and talk about me. I'm one of your citizens who voted for you.
That's fascism. That's a political leader using his political power to go after his fellow citizens. That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader using political devices of fascism. That's why people can't understand what to do. It's never happened in our country where we've gotten this full-blown demagoguery. And so what happens is because it's a scattershot, sometimes he's nice, sometimes he's not nice, he's all over the map. His acolytes and the people that want to stay loyal to him only see what they can see. But go down the checklist of fascism, disruption of the press, enemy of the people, attack individual citizens and adversaries.
Not even an adversary. Innocent bystander.
Question the rule of law. Yeah, but that doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care because you're associated with me, so therefore you're an enemy. That's how sick he is as a human being. So look, it's. I hear what you're saying. He may win. He may not. I'm a pretty competitive, stubborn guy. I will work over the next 12 to 15 months
Oh, I know. That's why I said
ensure.
Have fun. I'll see you in 2021.
No, not like that. Get the hell out of here. I'm going to ensure and see that he loses for sure. I
guess that's going to take a lot of work.
You'll see. All right, so I live with a Trump supporter who worships him in Fox News. Thank you for bringing in the term deprogramming into the national political conversation. I support your endeavors. I say you're on a good path. Keep pushing forward. Yes, so there has to be a level of deprogramming because he's masterful at that. And what he wants you to do is you watch these people talk about him on television. I never did this. You can go back to the tapes, but he talks. You have to talk in perfect sentences of full and unmitigated support.
Your favorite president, Donald Trump.
Like a guppy hoping that he sends you a fish your way. I mean, he shoots a guppy into your mouth like a seal. Okay, do you see yourself more akin to George Conway now? Do you think Kellyanne Conway will stand by Trump forever? Or she, too, will eventually suffer from Trump fatigue syndrome?
Look at this one. Joy Villa.
Well,
see what
know.
I'm saying?
I don't know.
So a few, I would say, a month ago, she was sending these overwhelmingly complimentary tweets to you and I.
You know, Mike.
And she said, Scaramucci
Mike
is the
Huckabee.
Real Fredo.
Yeah.
Unbelievable what a backstabber this guy is. I used to respect him and admire him 100%. Why? Trump hating revives the career and dollar signs, apparently.
I mean, it's
okay,
just such
lady.
Nonsense. I don't know how. I'm not making any money off it. It's just such nonsense. But you see, she's Italian, and so she knows because Chris was called Fredo.
She's Italian?
She's Italian. She's 100% Italian. Go look her up.
Joy Villa?
She's 100% Italian. The name was shortened from a longer Italian name, and so she was going after Chris last week because of the Fredo comment. Like, she has standing as an Italian not to think that Fredo is a racial slur.
Mom. Why am I calling you Mom?
Call me Mom because you're annoyed by me. That's why you're calling me Mom.
That was so weird.
Call me Nick.
I'm being a reverse sexist.
No, you call me Nick when you love me, and you call me Mom when you're annoyed at me. But
you're telling me this person is Italian? Sorry to tell you that's
okay.
Not Italian.
Go back and look at her Twitter feed. She claims Italian heritage. Okay. She claims Italian heritage.
You are fake news.
Not an Italian.
Okay, whatever. I mean, that's what Trump does to us. We're now looking up people's racial identities on Twitter.
She's not
Italian. I am the least racist person there is anywhere in the world.
Yeah. He really does sound like Alec Baldwin.
Anywhere
in
the world.
He really does sound like
No, Alex Baldwin does him.
So, you wrote an op-ed.
She's Argentinian, hon.
She's Argentinian.
And she's African-American.
And Italian. Half Italian and half
African. She's not Italian.
Okay.
Her father's Argentinian and her mother is African American.
Okay, the father was originally from Italy, according to her on her Twitter feed. If you go back through her Twitter feed, whatever, I'm not going to debate it with you. She's calling me Fredo because she said it's totally an acceptable thing to call somebody Fredo who's Italian.
Okay, but
to
now
her,
do you
Fredo
see why I don't waste 1 minute of my life
I don't look
with
at these
people? No, but you.
Yeah. I don't talk to Geraldo. I see Geraldo once in a while on Matt Fox. If you notice, I've only been on Fox one time since I broke from Trump. I don't understand how Geraldo is saying that. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand how Geraldo is saying that I'm getting more airtime. I'm actually getting less airtime. These people are morons.
Okay.
Whatever. Let's move on. Governor Huckabee is very disappointing because I did defend Sarah, had arguably the toughest job in the world. But
you're slamming the table and it's ruffling my
sorry,
microphone.
He's a sycophant. Let's move on. You want to talk about Stephen Miller? What do you want to talk about?
No, I hate Stephen Miller.
Okay, let's not talk about him. My thoughts would be try avoid selling your political soul for money and spotlight. Stop fighting a person that is clearly trying to boost the economy, military, and safety of the American people. That's my thoughts. But that's not actually what's happening, okay? He's degrading the rule of law. He's challenging the organizational structure of the society. And the military tell you he's been a disaster as it relates to ISIS to the point where they actually disclosed something yesterday from the Pentagon that said the reason why there's a rise in ISIS is specifically related to Donald J. Trump. So you got to watch the news in a balanced way and make a decision based on the balance of news, not just one program. Trump wants a 100 basis point cut or a 1% cut in the Fed. That's absolutely ridiculous at this point in the economy. There would be no reason to do that for the Federal Reserve given the historical situation that we're living in. But this is what's going on. He's treating the Fed like a banana republic. But here's the thing, baby. I don't want to be a Trump deranged person. I don't want to try and like in the cacophony of people that just inimically hate Trump. I don't want to do that. I want to dismantle Trump. I don't want to defeat Trump. And that's what we're going to do. We'll end up doing that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You want to go to Greenland? He actually thought it was for sale. I'm going to go there.
Why did he think that?
I guess someone told him that the Danish prime minister was thinking about selling it, and he says, okay, great, let's go look into it. He asked
they
his general.
They said he's such a nuisance.
Who is?
Trump. They said, go away. We're open for business, not for sale.
Yeah, I know.
That's
well,
what
I
they
mean,
said.
Just let you know, is that stupidity? Is that like social pranking? I mean, you tell me what that is with President Donald Trump.
I don't know.
Trump
I think
accuses
he thinks he can
Google of manipulating
acquire
votes against
anyone and anything he wants.
That's the paranoia. That's the narcissism.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What?
Trump accuses Google of manipulating votes
against
him.
Oh, yes,
so
I saw
he's
that.
Trying
I
to say, you know, he's trying to say that if the votes don't go well, it's because there's a rigged system against them. He was trying to say that last time.
Well, so I have to personally say that I'm happy that the police commissioner of New York City fired that punk that choked
yeah, five-year
garnered death.
5-year battle.
So that I'm not saying that I approved of Eric Garner's lifestyle or anything he did in the past, because apparently he had some sort of record, but
he was probably too aggressive.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He didn't deserve to die, be choked on the street by a cop because of his rage. So that guy needs to go. And I'm so glad that he got fired. Aren't you?
I'm very glad that he got fired. But the flip side is I'm very saddened by what's happened to the police department here in New York City, because we have this...
Well, and you can thank Bill de Blasio.
We have this ridiculous moron mayor that doesn't respect them in a way that they need to be respected to maintain their morale and keep the city safe. And so there is a... There's an intersection, honey, between keeping the city safe and being respectful in terms of your police enforcement
right.
practices with these local neighborhoods that may be crime infested.
But the thing
so
about life,
the,
right?
That's
the thing
irony.
That people bring to
it's
every
pendulum
single
swings
thing.
Back and forth. There's nobody in the middle.
Well, that's the thing. You bring all of your personal stuff into everything you do. Your relationships, your job.
Personal history.
Your politics.
Native origin.
All of your
ethnic background
that all plays in, and so none of us have had perfect lives. So these negative things in our lives affect how we act. Most of the time, most people are evenly balanced, and they're not. Most of them is doing the right thing, but I just feel like there's so much negativity taking over that the little seeds of negativity and aggression and all of those things that we always should try to suppress are coming to the surface more than ever. And it's just like a sad time in our lives and in our country
so
and in the world.
What are the contributing factors to that?
But the strange thing is, I know everyone always says, oh, the good old days, and everyone always is very nostalgic about things. But I do think we're at a weird, very weird tipping point, and things are definitely different. I mean, I know we always look back with you know, these sort of lenses that make things seem better than they were. But I think things are actually not good right now. And the way I know that is because I even feel it. And I am like an eternal optimist.
Well, what are the contributing factors to that? Why is that happening in your mind?
Well, we have someone at the helm that is stirring the pot like ridiculous, like with a lot of fervor and vim and vigor. And I feel like he just brings out the worst in everybody. Like that book that, what's the gentleman's name that wrote it? Everything Trump touches turns to shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's
everything
sort of true.
Trump touches dies.
Dies, whatever.
Or Rick Wilson.
Rick Wilson. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Don't be rude.
Right. Well, I have a license to be rude to him forever now after that tweet on Monday morning. Not that I'll do that, because I'm going to take the high road and not waste my time. But I just feel like he just brings out the worst in everybody. Now I'm doing the thing with the table.
No, but what about the social media, too? The social media bullying, the anonymity on social
media? Yeah, the social media is the worst, has totally got to go. I don't waste my time on it. I get nothing out of it except negative stuff. And especially in the past 2 days, it's brought me back 2 years. I have, like, post-traumatic stress disorder from reading this stuff. And I'm like, I can't even read this.
Right.
So I don't know. I just feel like it's not helpful.
Well, okay, so let me ask you a question. How could you solve? What are the solutions?
I don't know, because we're on a track where how do you solve? Like, when we spend time with your older kids, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Or even you. I'm like, all right. I mean, I'll be in the car with you guys and nobody talks. Everyone's staring at their phone. And okay, I feel like everyone's going to walk around with, like, hunchback and no social skills.
Do you think that's specific to us, or you think that's happening all over?
No, I think it's happening everywhere. Like, your son Anthony said something to me that it sticks out in my brain. It's like the seed of something that he said, and he wasn't even saying it for that reason. But he said to me, we were talking about marketing and how people get songs to be known, and how new artists come out, how they break out. And he was explaining
to me, the internet.
Right, because to me it was like, okay, you were put on Z100 and then everybody heard your song, it was a single, and then we went out and bought the tape. You know, so I'm asking him how these people get discovered. He's explaining it to me. And then he's saying, yeah, because you want to be on this and that, because, you know, people are spending, when your kid's 6 hours on the phone in the afternoon, you want to catch him during that 6 hours. And I'm like, 6 hours? Like, my kid's going to be on the phone for 6 hours when he's like 12 to 18? That's disgusting. So... But I guess that's...
But he said it nonchalant, implying that you're on the phone for 6 hours.
He didn't even think about what he was saying. Right. And that was probably on the low end.
No, because, I mean, he tells me the only reason why he's not on the phone because he's tied to the computer editing those videos.
But that's such a gross way to live. Like, imagine never looking up and seeing... It's like, I can't fathom it. I don't...
Tim Apple.
Yeah, thanks, Tim Apple. Thanks, Steve
really
Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
I don't really think it's not going to get any better, you know?
So... No solution.
What's the solution? You can't keep away people's devices. You can't get rid of the man in the white hat. Like, we can't do that.
Okay. Well, let's see. I mean, maybe there'll be some
solutions.
But you
could be Miss Perfection, Ivanka Trump, and have your evil dad saying all those things, and you're,
that's what
like,
Joe.
Next time I see you, don't talk to me. I don't need you to be all nicey-nicey to me.
That's what...
Why are you any better than me? You know what I mean?
That's what
Joe... Screw you.
That's what Joe Scarborough said, that he was a little shocked that he had a relationship with Melania and Ivanka, and when he was railing on his wife, saying that she had blood dripping from her face onto the floor in Mar-a-Lago on his Twitter account, neither one of them called to say, hey, geez, I'm really sorry that he did that. And so it's sort of like they're high... octane enablers. You know, this is a hyper normalization process of this brand of lunacy. So
I guess they're
used to it. We'll have to see what happens. They're conditioned by it, but this has never happened in our society. It's a full blown demagoguery.
By the way, he hasn't mentioned his new...
No, he just did.
Oh, it only took him how long?
After he was focused on sending out tweets related to me.
It only took him 16 hours.
Look, we'll see. I don't know. I think it's been an interesting week for us, but one thing I always want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, because she's got a tremendous amount of strength in her personality. You really do. And you're fun to be with, and you're level-headed, and you're way more fucking normal than me. I mean, let's just face it. But the truth of the matter is, that sort of nonsense is fascist and totally inappropriate. So we're here now. We have to see if we get the fascist out of the White House. And we have to do what he does. We have to say the word fascism 10 times fast, so that the American people know, hey, that's sort of fascist what he's doing, and it's demagoguery, and it's time to get him out of the White House.
Well, this is my suggestion to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're going to go on this mission, I think that, again, you never listen to me, but just saying, you should use your stellar intellect and your ability to speak on camera, God-given ability to say what you have to say. Don't put up Twitter polls about Dopey Don and who's fat, or then William Taft and all that. Just write things like the Washington Post op-ed.
You like that? the Washington Post op-ed?
Well, I'm just saying, let everybody know how smart you are,
mm-hmm.
and use your brains mm-hmm. to make points to people mm-hmm. versus, you know, ad hominem attacks and silliness. Like, right. let people
distract.
Know.
I agree with you. That's the distracting.
Who okay, you really are and how your brain works.
So I want to end this podcast with one question for my wife.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about sex at some point?
Well,
we have to have that. I mean, the problem is, let me just tell you something, okay?
Happening anytime
if you're out
soon.
There listening to this podcast and you're a guy, let me just tell you something, okay? If the president's tweeting at your wife, you're not going to have sex that night. I'm just letting everybody know.
Or any other night.
No, any
no collusion.
I mean, am I in the penalty box over that? Or what? How long am I in the penalty box for?
I mean, that's just not helping you out in that situation.
Not helping me out.
No.
Not helping me out. Okay, so try, if you want a really good form of birth control, just have the president of the United States tweet at your wife while you're trying to have sex with her.
Best effort.
Very, very
no,
good.
You know what I noticed?
Okay.
He doesn't... use your handle because he doesn't want to give you street cred.
Right.
He just
right.
writes your name.
Right.
He doesn't want to let people know your actual Twitter handle
right,
because that might bump
boost.
Your sales.
Yes. Yes. He should stay where he is.
Yeah, it'll boost my following. So that's fine. But I understand why he's doing that. Yeah, that's fine.
But I also,
have you don't know what happened when he came at
another thing to say
when
what?
He came at you. You probably didn't see the messages below it because he took it down. It was a very
he didn't take it down.
No, he put it back up. No, there was
probably because he spelled shellacked wrong.
Yeah, that was probably
he wrote
it,
shellaced.
But I also
know
their
wheedled, personalities. Isn't it whittled his way
yeah.
into my he
marinating.
Wheedled his
yeah he's a jack, exactly. he's a complete and total jackass.
Marinated.
Like, what he did was when he took the when he took it. In other words, there was a whole list of women that just went ballistic on him. And
but why did
terrible.
He take it down?
So to erase that. In other words, when you delete the tweet, all of those subtweets, they. Sort of disappear because they're not connected to the tweet
yeah, but
anymore.
Why then did he put it back up?
Because he wanted it up there, but he didn't want all of, like the first, like he's figured out that the first flurry is unbelievably negative, and that isn't until the
he's
second
reading
or third
the
flurry.
Comments?
It's not him. It's Dan Scavino's doing it. It's not him. I'm just telling you what they're doing because they're trying to manipulate the opinion of his tweets, meaning like, oh, he put that tweet out there and it was really positively received by people. So that's why sometimes he erases them. But the one he sent up about you, they were going crazy on him. So it's
spam,
all right.
Man.
It'll work out. The karma's a bitch. The wheels of justice turn slowly, but they turn. And we'll see what happens. And I promise you that I will use my intellect. And
well, I saw some clip that said he had good karma.
He
that
had
came
good karma.
Straight from your mouth.
He had good karma?
Yeah.
I said he must have it. No, I did say that. I said there. I don't get this because he
said
acts,
the world always comes, turns
oh,
back to
I said
to
that
him.
The world always turns back to him. I don't know how he does it.
Right, so.
He was losing on October the 7th. He won on November the 8th. He's locked, missile locked at 43.4 in the blended Real Clear Politics approval rating. Locked. He hasn't moved in 6 months. I don't know how he does it. You know what I mean?
Well, I just want to say this much for anybody who's hating on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Good for you, baby. That's why we should end this podcast.
Yeah.
But if you would have sex with me at some point,
no.
it would help me.
It's all good.
It would help me.
No collusion.
Otherwise, you know, remember, it's a 2.5-year national tragedy that the orange man, little tiny Tic Tac, has not been.
Well, then
a love note to Melania.
Then you guys yep. should act right, and then maybe you can get some.
All right.
I can't wait to check the whole thing out.
Let's leave it on that, okay? I love you, baby.
Okay.
Sexual escapades. All right. This is Mooch and the Misses signing out, and in the infamous words of Mrs. Mooch.
See you next Tuesday.
Amen.
We're still around.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.